Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is out there for anyone watching this video. I'm Corey Lowe. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that doesn't get covered enough in the Word of God when it comes to believers. If you read the Bible, if you check out John chapter 9, there's a story of a man who was born blind. From the day that he was born blind. Jesus and the disciples are walking. The disciples notice the man and they ask Jesus, what happened? Why is he blind? What did his parents do wrong? And Jesus tells them his parents didn't sin, nor did he sin. So these were goodly people. But so that the power and the glory of God would be made manifest, he's in the position that he was in. He was in that disposition. And so Jesus ultimately heals the blind man. And it becomes a big story, almost scandal-like. People who noticed him, noticed the beggar, as he was called. The man's name was never revealed. They're like, isn't this the beggar who was blind and always asking for help and aid? Like, how is it that he can see now? The Pharisees eventually catch wind of the story. And one, it happens on the Sabbath, and so they always wanted to state that anything that was done on the Sabbath was sacrilegious and a sin against God, because God forbid you do anything on the Sabbath, because that day was supposed to be rest. The Pharisees took the Sabbath and they took it way too far and were extremely religious about it, and they missed the whole point of the Sabbath in the first place. So the guy goes before the Pharisees and he's explaining his story. He's explaining how this man, he didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah. He just knew that he was blind and now that he could see. The Pharisees tried to discredit his story. They tried to insinuate that he was wrong and that he was a sinner. The man stands up for himself, starts speaking back to the Pharisees, saying how, well, this is a miracle. You guys should be celebrating the fact that this was done. I was blind before. Now I can actually see. Pharisees like, well, we don't know who this guy is who prayed for you or anything like that. We don't recognize him. The guy's like, well, you guys are supposed to be able to hear from God, right? If you guys can hear from God and see God's good works, then this really shouldn't be an issue. It was the Pharisees' jealousy and sense of control and fear and misunderstanding that needs to be challenged in that moment. And part of that, and why that resonates so much, is because sometimes in life there are believers who go through things. People who go through things, and the only reason that they're going through it is because God is using that situation as an example to do something amazing. To do something incredible and never seen before. And that person's life, if you're listening today right now, your life becomes an example for so many other people. Because it's all about the end game. It's all about salvation and saving us, because we were all born into a sinful world. And we all need Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So sometimes some people have the blessing, and it is truly a blessing to be chosen to have your life. You didn't do anything wrong and you're in a situation, but God is using that situation to do something magnificent. So hold on to the Lord. Do not give up your faith and your hope in the Lord, because he sees what is going on and he is going to use you, and not just bless you, but bless the people in your circle. The people who know you, the people who know of you, the people who know the people who know of you. You're going to be used as an example to do something amazing and wonderful. And your testimony is going to reach more people than you realize, especially now in this day and age of social media and internet, where news and things travels fast. You know, too often people can become a little judgy, unfortunately, and they say, oh, you're in the situation you're in because you did this wrong or because you did that wrong. Preachers like to talk about tithes. Oh, what's your tithes like? Oh, some people like to say, oh, what are you praying? Are you praying enough? Are you fasting enough? Why are you, did you do this? Did you do that? Sometimes you're in that situation purely so that God can do something amazing and just blow the minds off of everyone and show the world that he is God. This happened in a time in the Bible when the Pharisees, they were looking for the Messiah. They were hoping that the Messiah would come. They expected the Messiah to be someone like them. They expected Jesus to be someone like them. But here was Jesus coming along doing these mighty wonders, and they fought against him because they couldn't fathom that he wasn't like them. And so Jesus And God had a plan from the beginning, had to do these incredible, amazing works and wonders in so many different ways because he had to just do something that completely defied what they thought was right, what they thought was proper. Let's put a pin in that for a second. Let's even look at the life and the story of Job. The devil went before God. God was like, have you considered my servant Job? The devil's trying to make the point, well, he only loves you, Lord, because of everything you've given him. The Lord knew from the get-go that Job loved me because he loved me, not for what I could do for him, but for who I am in his life, for I am his God. And so he let Job go through all these things. And the Bible never said that Job did anything wrong. And even his friends tried to call Job out and say, oh, you got to do this, you got to repent of that. And that was never the point. The point was these things that were even happening to Job, all the suffering, the tragedies, the loss, it was happening so that the Lord could be glorified. And that's a hard thing sometimes to kind of understand and grasp. I mean, we go back to the blind guy. The guy was born blind. He did nothing wrong. He spent his whole life not being able to see. That means he was a man when he got healed. He was a full-grown man when he got healed. So that means he spent child life, baby life, adult, young adult life not being able to see, being disabled, being mocked, being at a disadvantage. And as the word says, him nor his parents did anything wrong, but this was all just so that God could get the glory, shake things up. Because sometimes we, unfortunately, will look at people, we will look at their situation, and we will judge them. We will determine, we like to be crime scene investigators, and we will say, oh, well, this is happening. This was left here, this trace evidence here, which means that he didn't do this or she didn't do that. It was like, no. And we start to miss the point. We start to fall into our own expectations, and we're not realizing that God is trying to do something amazing and awesome here. That what that person is going through, their story, and how God will bring them out of that situation will impact so many more lives. When you even look at the story of Israel, the Lord wanted to bring the law and eventually Christ himself to redeem all of us and save all of us. But that didn't start at first until the children of Israel spent over 400 years in slavery, 400 years of being oppressed, over 400 years of being beaten and raped and ridiculed and poor and downtrodden. Over 400 years of just being treated like they're nothing. But because of that, a nation sprung forth. A nation that went through a lot of things, but eventually gave us the Messiah, gave us Christ. And now we have the hope of the world. We have the hope of glory. We have the Messiah. We have the Holy Spirit now dwelling inside of us because he died and rose again and then went to heaven and gave us his Spirit. And now all of us, all of mankind has the opportunity to have the Father, to have that one-on-one true relationship with the Father. We are redeemed by the blood and the cross of Christ. We are saved and set free because of him. And all of that happened while people went through a lot of mess that wasn't their fault. God told Abraham the children of his seed would go through some terrible stuff and then he would deliver them, show forth his glory and his greatness. And now we get to live in that period of seeing his glory and his greatness because his son died and rose again on the third day for us. Fast forward some 2,000 plus years later. It is amazing. And we never understand how God moves sometimes or why God moves that way. We think we have the answers, but we don't. The Bible says he used the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So maybe, just maybe, you're in a situation that you can't explain. You've done everything right. You've done everything you've known to do. You just stand firm, trusting in the Lord and waiting for his salvation. And he will bring the salvation. God does not fail. He will not fail you. Your story, your situation will be not only solved and resolved, not only fixed, and the glory and the blessings that come after that will make it more than worth it. It won't even remember the pain. You'll remember what you went through, and you'll remember how you were delivered and set free. And then it will be inspiring for others. People will hear your testimony and feel inspired and will trust and call upon the name of the Lord. As the Bible says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. What you're going through right now is all for your testimony to give the Lord praise so that more souls can call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. But that's all for today. Hope you guys are doing well. As always, please like, share, subscribe, send me your prayer request. And as always, let's end in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you are faithful. We thank you because you have given us an expected end. You have come that we may have life and have life more abundantly. So despite what we are going through, we know that it is not the end. We know that you are the answer, both now and forever, and that we shall overcome this situation because you will bring us out of it, and you will bring us out from the blindness to being able to see, from the poverty into riches, from the bound into freedom, Lord God. And not only will we have the joy and the blessings and the better life because of your greatness and your glory, but we shall be an example to others. Our story will be an example to others, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. Bless all those who watch this video, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.